Welcome back to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us wherever podcasts are available and at AvengersPodcast.com, where you can find out a little bit more about us, and you can find our merch, where we have stickers, mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, all that and much more. Check it out and show your Avengers fandom today. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon. It's $1, $3, $5, and $10 tiers available. Check it out today for access to our Discord, shoutouts, watch parties, and exclusive episodes not found anywhere else. That's patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. But my name is... Clinton, you're distracting me. I'm not your only host, Brandon! I'm joined by my two hosts. Clinton, what the shit was that face? That scared the hell out of me.
It's spooky season.
Thank you, Clinton, for getting me all riled up.
It's spooky season. Wait, that was wrong. It's spooky season, eh?
Spooky season, eh? Oh!
I gotta get it out.
Oh, wow. Canadian Clinton.
Out of my system.
Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling very relaxed because I'm on fall break.
Fall break, guys. You guys are enjoying
your
fall
break. I'm on vacation.
That's wonderful. You guys are both enjoying your vacation. I'm working, and I hate you both, but I'm happy. I'm genuinely happy for you, because when
I don't think you get to say you hate us and then say you're genuinely happy.
No. I'm genuinely happy, because I'm going to be on vacation in 4 weeks, and I'm going to be like, fuck you both, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, 4 weeks is a long time, though.
That's true. Guys, we are here reviewing... Oh, by the way, we have a new patron, a new old patron. Jordan Bowles returns back to the patronage. So, hey, Jordan...
Hold on.
This is awkward. This is really awkward.
You shouted him out on Werewolf by Night, but I wasn't here to share in the joy. So welcome back, Jordan.
Well, Jordan Bowles, but also Jordan.
Jordan Riles.
Riles, yes. And also Elizabeth McDermott.
We shouted them off at Werewolf by Night, too. McDermott.
McDermott.
But McDermott was since Bowles. So
I don't know, guys. Well, no more shout outs until further notice, because I'm out of whack, apparently.
I was gonna say, you shouted out both of them, because Jordan got an extra shout out because he's a returning patron, and then Clinton was like, no, we got another one, and it was Jasmine McDermott.
It was Elizabeth McDermott.
God, Elizabeth. Dang, we're doing bad.
Dermott McDermott,
guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being patrons. We'll do better on the names.
And you know, it was good to have you guys for a month.
It was.
At least.
It was good. It was really, really good.
It was good.
All right, guys. Speaking of, we are here to talk about She-Hulk Episode 9. Spoilers ahead, guys. Don't listen any further. We're going to spoil the finale. We're going to spoil details about every little thing. We're going to break it down scene by scene. So if you've not watched the finale of She-Hulk, whose show is this? Don't listen any further. Okay? You've been warned. Spoils. Here it goes. Spoilers!
Gonna talk the fuck out of this show.
All right, cool, we're in the safety zone, guys. She-Hulk Episode 9. I know it's been an up and down journey for all of us at different times of the show. What did we think? Did we think the finale landed? I will start, because I'm more curious what you guys think, and I want to save it. So I'll honestly tell you, it landed for me. It was a unique ending that I have not seen anywhere in the MCU previous. Oh my God, the whole Kevin scene, we could talk at length. I was just floored at the creativity. It almost reminded me of Portal, too, where it kind of gave me Gladys vibes, which is a high compliment, because I'm obsessed with that game. And I just really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was so unique. We've never seen an MCU project end like this. And not only fourth wall breaking, but entire fourth wall shattering. And yet still kind of tongue in cheek into the real world, but not really. I don't know. It was excellent. I really, really appreciated it. And just really cool and action packed start to finish. I don't think there was a chance I didn't breathe. It was just constant boom, 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 boom. And that's good. It was just constant. It was great. And yet it still paid off the entire premise of the show, which she even says it's me becoming comfortable being She-Hulk and Jen. And getting used to that idea. And we saw that come full circle. And it got me kind of excited for a potential season 2, which is hinted at in this show. So absolutely love the finale. I thought it was a lot of fun, and I wouldn't change a damn thing. Honestly, it was just a good time. And give me more Jen Walters. Give me more of that fourth wall crazy shit. Give me more Kevin. And I'm really, really excited. And hey, they talked about Off the Rails. Avengers in the MCU confirmed, maybe. I don't know. So, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So we'll switch.
Kevin was checking our emails finally.
Finally. Thanks, Kevin. Allegedly. All right, guys. So we're going to switch to my favorite poker faces in the entire world. Who wants to go first? Anyone? All right.
Ladies first. Emmy.
Oh, God. Yes. Emmy loves that. So, Emmy, take it away.
I'm being respectful.
You are. You're being wonderfully respectful. Emmy, what did you think?
She even smiled. See, that was good too.
I just completely froze for a minute, so I have no idea what you guys just talked about.
maybe it's better that way. Emmy, what did you think of the finale?
I don't know what the fuck I just watched, but I loved every fucking moment of it.
Yes.
I think it's going to take a rewatch for me to truly digest all of it. I drove today from 9:15 until I got to my house at about 7, and then watched this episode, hopped on to record. So like, it was a boom 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 kind of thing. Didn't have any spoilers from Twitter, thank God, because I was driving.
Same.
I just really loved that it was a absolute badass woman who was like, fuck this, I am going to write the ending to my own story. You think you know how this ends, and I'm gonna take that and do my own fucking thing. And that is what I took from it. It was completely different. I didn't completely know what was happening. There were multiple times that I was like, wait, what the shit? But I loved it.
Well said.
It was great.
Well said. All right, Clinton, round us out, man. What did you think of She-Hulk episode 9? Whose show is this?
I don't know.
Whose show it is?
No, I don't know how. I liked it a lot. It caught me off guard, I think, which as it did for anyone. And to both your points, I liked that it went a different direction than a finale does. And what Emmy just said when she said a woman wrote the end of her own story, that's a good way to look at it. I left the episode like, what the hell did I just watch? It was, mm-hmm. It felt so different. Mm-hmm. So I'm still kind of like, what? I don't know. It was refreshing, and there was a moment in it where I was like, okay, how long are they going to do this? And we're going to get back to the story. But then as it was happening, especially when Jen is like looking at the camera and she's like, and we're Matt Murdock, right? And where are the X-Men? And she like looks at the camera like,
the smile.
I'm here for you guys.
The smile is like, everything. Oh my God. Yeah.
And I've said it throughout this whole thing. When it's Tatiana Maslany, I am here for it. Like, she kills that role. And so that whole part where she's talking to us and like she's almost like representing the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Again, I love that. It was so
K-E-V-I-N.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was so clever. So I don't know. I enjoyed it. I do want to watch it again. It just went a direction I didn't expect, as I think anyone didn't expect. So I think I'm leaning towards loving this episode, honestly. Because like you said, Brandon, it's a finale we've not got before in the MCU. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. It's very different. And we got Scar, like there was some cool reveals
here. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. There's a lot to unpack. So I'm excited to talk about it.
Well, before we unpack it, let's get to our Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, our wonderful folks there. Emmy, what are the folks saying before we dive scene by scene of She-Hulk?
Still continues to be a whole lot of stagnant numbers. We've got critics at 87%, didn't change. Audiences at 35%, didn't change. I Am That Bitch at 5.0, didn't change. And Google users went down 1. To 50% of Google users liking this show, which means that 50% of Google users did like this show. There's also 50% of Google users who need to smoke more pot.
I will say, and like Jen said it in this, I think, and I'm guilty of this through this show, and maybe if this show was released all at once, it would have been better for me in that way. But I didn't pick up until later that this is about her character development.
Well, I said that in a review. I said
that's what I'm saying. And I think until you brought it up, or no, even when you brought it up, I just, but you were spot on. And that's kind of what this, it needs to be seen as a whole versus week to week episodes, because it there's a lot of cameos and different characters. And a lot of people think they're just trying to filler it because they don't think people, but no, it really does tie back to her figuring out who she is, which you called that a long time ago, Brandon, to your point, but it took me seeing it as a whole to really get that. And she even says it here. Right. So I don't know. I was a little harsh, I think, at the beginning, but seeing it all done now, it would be interesting to go back and watch them all back to back.
I think
that's, I was going to say, when I say rewatch, I don't just mean like, yes, I probably need to rewatch the last episode because I was rushing, trying to make it to the time that I set, but I need to go back and rewatch the whole thing because like I said, last episode made me like the previous two episodes a lot more and felt the payoff of Matt Murdock after a couple of failed soirees in the boudoir. Then it's like, I feel like the whole series as a whole has left a very good taste in my mouth. Knowing what it is now and going back to rewatch it, I think I would be very satisfied. Awesome. Just like She-Hulk was by Matt Murdock.
Oh, God. So good. It's so good. Yeah. We're going to jump right in. Guys, it's like the old 70s Hulk TV show. Jennifer Walters, Esquire, lawyer, millennial, balancing her career and personal career. Now, when Jennifer Walters grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs, and it's driven by rage. Like, it's just this whole, and then the She-Hulk graphic. It's
from the show.
Yes.
It's like the old show.
Yes, exactly. I thought it was really good. She's, you know, pursued by online trolls. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, which... She's with Bruce when that happens, and it's just so good. Oh, I loved it. Mm-hmm. And she's the only one seen as the raging spirit within her, the savage She-Hulk. And she's like, then she just wakes up in a lab like, wait, what? What's going on? Kind of
not a lab in Blonsky's prison cell.
Excuse me. Not a lab. Blonsky's prison cell. You're exactly right. I thought it was a lab at the beginning, and that's where my notes stopped.
Yeah.
But it is. It's the prison hold that was used for Blonsky, which is kind of crazy now. We see her in here. And, you know, she's always said, go for it, Clint.
I'm sorry. No. I did want to see her more rage. I was hoping we'd pick up where the last episode ended. I wanted to see her like full on.
I don't think that she was actually raging. That's how people saw her. But imagine how absolutely infuriated you would be if somebody had hacked your personal information.
You misunderstand me.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Saying from their perspective where she was like, I want to see more of her angry. Like I liked seeing that like growl and like it takes me back to the way Hulk used to be. And I think that's why I craved it. Mm. Instead of like a one that has it together, I want to see angry Hulks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think I'm arguing that it is like, that wasn't her angry Hulk. She still had control. She was just so infuriated by the situation that yes, she came out animalistic, but she still had control.
But I wanted to see
that. She was so pissed off.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. Fine. I know she had control, but I liked seeing her. I don't like what caused it, but I wanted to see like some Hulk
fuck everything. You know,
I wanted the people to get what was coming to them. I wanted to see that played out
as a pissed off She-Hulk.
Yeah. Okay, but the people who needed that coming to them weren't at that gala.
Mm-hmm.
They infiltrated the gala.
Well, Todd was right there.
Okay, but she didn't know anything about Todd right there. It was innocent. She was hulking out against innocent people from the outside. If you're looking at it from the outside of the gala, it looked like she was hulking out against people who were innocent, who had nothing to do with them hijacking the gala, is the point I'm trying to make. Does that make sense?
Yes, but the point I'm trying to make is I wanted to see that play out more.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah,
I wanted to see that. Instead, we just wake up at
kind of, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of...
So they arrested her, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. It reminded me of Ultron, where we see the Hulkbuster and Hulk fighting, and Hulk is literally coming out of this rubble, pissed off, and still raging, and gets punched in the face, and all of a sudden, it's done. And it's like, oh, I want to see more of what that could be. You know what I mean? It was just a jarring stop. And it's really hard for these moments to like, because I agree, like this, fuck. And then all of a sudden you're like, that's where you're in the show. It's like, where are we going next? And then it's her just waking up. It is a bit jarring, and I kind of want to see that continue naturally instead of just cutscene, new scene. Yeah.
I want to see what got us here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Can I try to fill in some blanks?
It's not, I mean, we know what happened. It's just,
No. But can I try to fill in some gaps from me watching this was, oh, you've shown the ruthless side of you, the side that if you were just in a place of business would get you called ruthless or a bitch or, you know, power hungry or whatever people use to define women who like to be in places of power to demean them. I do think that she would still have the wherewithal to be like, oh, I just showed that side of myself and now I need to reconcile with the consequences of that.
It just almost though she woke up, like how Banner gets so wiped out and then all of a sudden he's kind of coming to it. Like, it's not like she was just sitting there. You know, it was like, is it just me? It just felt like, oh, we had to knock her out or we had to do something to kind of get control of her. It didn't feel like I was in control of the situation, because why is she, one, in that cell and two, sleeping in it? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like something happened kind of against her will to get her in that position. Does that make
sense? I didn't see it that way. I saw that she realized how other people were seeing her. And that's when she was like, okay, you can take me to jail. I know what I've done.
Oh, I don't know.
But that's just, that was.
But what would she have done that warranted jail?
She hulked. The people saw her as an out of control monster.
And they even say that. They're like, hey, you're now a threat. You know, you are the problem. They don't do that
with the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, they do. Sokovia Accords all day.
Well, yeah. After how many times?
Oh, but yeah, but now we're there. Like, but now we're there.
Like, repealed.
Yeah.
But Captain America isn't out of control. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's fighting a threat. Iron Man isn't out of control. He's fighting a threat.
True. Hulk went off world.
And Hulk is, he's the one that, like, Lagos, that he didn't mean to do that. He was out of control. I think Hulks are held to a different, not to a different standard, but.
And Brandon's, like, once you're seeing that. Brandon's point, I mean, Wanda.
Yeah.
When she destroyed that building, Sokovia Accords, like, they immediately put him in check.
Mm-hmm. And she was under house arrest.
Do we think she turned herself in and, like, calm down?
See, we both thought two completely different things.
That was what I thought, was that she turned herself in. As soon as she realized how the public was seeing her, she was like, I become evil Jen. Here I am. You turned your video off.
I did the wrong thing. Damn it.
It's a cough.
I meant to mute myself. It's a cough.
He turned off. He turned off his video, not his mic.
Oh, I turned off my video to cough. You're welcome. I'm sorry. I'm using a computer I don't normally use.
But it's still Zoom.
It's
still the same
problem. I'm drinking thing called Tequila Smash.
I'm drinking.
There's the real reason, folks.
It's made in Canada. I'm in Canada, by the way.
Mm. Have not established that.
Yeah. Well, not for the regular listeners. Patrons know.
Okay.
Sorry. Made in Canada with imported ingredients, tequila and grain spirit.
Ah.
So it's a tequila base, and it's prickly pear and lime.
That sounds
not maple syrup and hockey ice.
Oh, I went and ate or got food today with ice. Or God. I went and got food today
with hockey ice.
And I don't
ice.
Like a lot of ice in my drink. And so I said light ice. And they were like, oh, we don't have ice here. And I was like, okay, fair enough. Then I'll take no ice, please.
You don't have to say it at that point because they're not going to give it to you with ice. You don't have to specify.
I got made fun of last night too, walking out of a diner. It was 2 a.m. It was late. There was two guys outside and I was holding poutine in my hand from the person I was with, because poutine is everywhere here.
Ah, sweet poutine.
A lot of poutine here.
Yeah,
and this guy was like, how much for that? And I was like, it's not mine. He was like, I said something with an eye. I think I said, it's my last night out, or because I've told this before. I'm very conscious with my eyes. I have to remember to say it that way because it's normally an aw sound. And I had some hydration last night and I said something and he had some friends with him and I said something. He was like, what'd you just say? And I was like, nah. or right or something like that. Yeah. Guys, you hear this fucking guy? Like, listen, come here. And they like came over and I had to like say it again. I was like treated like a carnival attraction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So they came over and I said it again. I was like, yeah, not. And they're like, oh, he's not from, I said, I told you I'm from Tennessee. But yeah, it was interesting. I think that's how it went. I was hydrated. I could be putting pieces together that aren't there too. So maybe I dreamed it.
But, there's the spoiler. It was a dream the whole time.
It wasn't a dream, actually.
Damn it. Don't say that then.
But cheeseburger poutine.
Yeah.
All I hear is pudding.
So good. Poutine. P-O-U-T-I-N-E.
I know what poutine is, but all I hear is cheeseburger Putin.
I hear cheeseburger.
Oh, poutine. Putty
cat. I hear putty cat.
I hear poutine.
All right, guys. And poutine. I hear you all clamoring to hear more She-Hulk discussion. So we will it's all good. So, we see that she wakes up in this prison cell. Hey, guys, you know, and they're asking how she's doing, how are you guys doing? And, you know, they left multiple messages for Bruce. Can't get a hold of him, off-world, essentially. And she talks about, hey, I want to hold the people accountable for, you know, hacking my phone and that personal information. It's a targeted attack. And they need to be held responsible. And her friends are in a completely different realm. You know, we need to discuss your case. You were baited, and you took the bait, and you were angry. And how would anyone respond is Jen's argument. But you're not just anyone. You're an out-of-control Hulk. That's what the witnesses saw. A plea deal is offered. And what's the plea deal ensue? And we see she has an ankle monitor. She can no longer
turn an inhibitor, and she can no longer
become She-Hulk. And she immediately moves back in with her parents. Super supportive. People go to prison every day, so we are what a good dad. And we see that you know, she gets fired from her job. She gets let go, and hey, no one wants to hire her, and she moves back in. And God, her mother's already talking about, you know, I work out every day at 7 a.m. and all my workout stuff is in your old room. And and reporters in the front lawn, she has such a huge invasion of privacy. Mom shares embarrassing photos. It's just everything you hate or everything you would just have nightmares about moving back home with your parents. It's all those scenarios. But she has nowhere else to go. She can't move a bookcase for her mother because she can't She-Hulk anymore. She can't Girl Hulk. And, you know, it was a pretty big scene here. Her whole life literally is flipped upside down from one event, which honestly justified. So kind of crazy that now she has no career. She has no home. But obviously her parents, but she's got nothing now. She's literally stripped of everything.
Because of one event that somebody put on her. One thing.
She didn't go seeking for it. Yeah, no, I agree.
No, because she was like, I'm not doing the whole superhero thing. I'm going to save the world my way. And this was one event that someone or one situation that someone put her in without her. I mean, she didn't want any of this to happen.
Right. I mean, that's a normal person. I would lose it. I can't imagine if I had powers.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be just as pissed as she was.
Exactly.
Nikki stole all the food because fuck this place, but I'm going to continue to work here because they pay me. I love Nikki so much.
Respect,
I do.
Respect.
Absolutely.
Looking out for your friend, but damn, I got to get paid too.
Yeah. And the dad being ever so cheerful, where in the first one, he's like, you lost your job, but I made sure nobody's going to talk about it. And this one, he says something about like, you can always move here if no one will ever hire you again. Jeez, dad, like shit. Can we get away from calling everything blank gate? There was Watergate, and now everything is blank gate because this was Gollygate on She-Hulk.
I did not.
Can we not be more creative as a species?
Have you met our species?
That's, you know what? Fair point. Well played. Okay.
She yields. She yields.
Except up here, everyone's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's here. It's all well, and even in the UK, there was. Partygate, I think, was what Boris Johnson had to resign for. It's everything's always something gate. Like,
there's probably a reason behind that. Have you looked into it?
Yeah, because of Watergate.
So, obviously, she's reached a new low. We even hear the narrator, You know, she's a woman on a new level. We're not doing a narrator. We're not that off the rails. Avengers confirmed. Off the rails. We knew it. Thanks, Kevin.
Off allegedly. The rails.
Allegedly. Thank you.
Hell yes. K-E-V-I-N. Kevin's a girl. There's a Legally Blonde poster and an Erin Brockovich poster in her room. Legally Blonde, obviously iconic. Mm-hmm. Erin Brockovich, I never watched. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
She also has a, I think she has a Midsummer's Dream as well.
Yes.
Yep.
Midsummer's Eve.
Oh, sorry. Eve. And she has a use.
No, is Midsummer's Dream? Eve is the.
No. It's Midsummer's Eve. It's really.
100%.
It's a, it, for sure.
I think that's your nickname from me, Brandon.
Oh, I've called. Clinton, you weren't supposed to say that on the air.
You douche.
It's actually just called Summer's Eve, and it's to help with deodorizing vaginas.
It's actually, isn't if it we bad wanna, for you?
Yeah, Clinton.
Every time I use one on my vagina, it gave me an infection.
I will tell you.
Douches are bad, but Summer's Eve helps.
Clinton is not that in, bad. Clinton is a good man.
Keeps the good
potpourri for the vagine.
No, you don't put it inside your hoo-ha because your hoo-ha is self-cleaning.
You sprinkle it.
You put it on the outside, the roast beef, if you will.
Ah, so when
your labias,
when you're making the sandwich, you put a little dressing on it.
The Summer's Eve is the dressing. You don't put it inside of you.
You brought this up.
We don't have to talk about dressings on labias because everyone's brain goes to
ranch. And poutine.
Okay.
Cheese curds.
She also went.
And I got some poutine. I'm a poutine.
Right. Oh, gross.
Oof. Okay.
You did this. You did this.
You literally could have let Midsummer's Dream go, but you. You
stopped. I did not do this. I did not take it.
You started. So when you start,
okay, I wasn't talking about putting ranch.
You put us on the coaster and we kept going. You put us on the roller coaster and
off,
there we go.
Off the rails. Off the rails.
Yep. You started. Fitting
for the dialogue that's happening.
Okay. So.
Well, I did want to bring up the fact that Nikki did the nerd glasses. Like, oh, we're going to do this the Jen Walters way and did the nerd glasses. Love. And it, had I had more time, I would have paused here and I would have written every fucking thing down that was on that fucking Hulk King board to try and figure out who was who, and I didn't have time, and I'm so sorry to all of the listeners for that, and also to Clinton, who I know wants to be on here till midnight.
Oh, y'all can go as long as you want. I'm getting off here at a certain time, so
you have not told us that certain time.
I haven't.
Can we be
is it
privy
Canadian
to this,
or American?
I gotta keep this suspense alive.
Is it Canadian or American?
American.
Ah, nice. North American.
Canadian. Canadian.
All right, so we see that she wants to go to Emil Blonsky's, and you know, she tries texting Hulk, which is smug Hulk in her phone, not delivered. Same with Emil Blonsky. Wouldn't you put kind of two and two together? It was weird, not delivered.
Yeah, you haven't paid your phone bill.
Yeah, exactly. Like something, she's just like, I'm going to go see Emil. I'm like, I'd be curious why none of my texts are going through. That'd be the first thing I'd be
thinking. They're on the phone with each other. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
No, neither of them have the service.
But Emil, hey, is your offer still good to stay for a few days? Not delivered. She, you know, he told me to come anytime. This is the time. So, you know, don't you want a man that will tell you to come anytime? It's really, really nice. Well, this is the time she's going to come, and it's great. And, anyway, she's not running from her problems. This is a mental health break. And,
Can men just tell enough. You to do that?
Tell you to come?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As soon as you tell him to come, like you look and you're like, fucking come. As soon as you do it. It's gone.
Oh, that's what I've been missing.
That's it.
Yeah, you're not using the magic words.
Yeah, you just
say, magic words.
You just say come. And it's like, ouch!
Do it.
Yeah.
Poke you with
it's
stick.
Always good when you put pressure on the situation.
Do it. Do the roar.
Roar. Do the roar. Anyway, so because Emil Glonsky told her to come, she's coming, and we see that this
wouldn't you be so sexy?
He didn't, though.
Did he not? I thought he told her to come.
No, he told her in the past if she ever needed to come back, she could.
Yeah, and so she's like, "I'm going to."
That's
come
what she's now. Referring to.
Yeah.
So, yes, he did.
Thank you. We see this video of She-Hulk in college. Epic find. It's basically her mom sees her dancing. And, gosh, what's her name? Nikki shares it with the intelligentsia. And they're like, awesome, bro. Are you coming to the event, bro? Hell yeah, I'll be there.
When she first did that, I thought,
is she's Nikki the bad girl? One. She's yes. The, yeah.
Which would have been a great plot twist.
No, I was so mad because I'm like, I fucking trusted her and they were right again. I was so happy.
Which would have been great.
No, right? You would have called it, so it wouldn't have been great. I was so happy she was good. I was like, thank God there's someone fucking trustworthy in the MCU.
But did you guys see that thing that was like, she's with Agatha because they both do the look at the camera TikTok. Thing on TikTok. I mean, that was pretty solid.
And all that.
All the signs matched up. And so I was full on. When she was posting that, I was like, you fucking brilliant motherfucker.
It was smart.
After I figured out what she was actually doing.
And I love that she was on her side. And she knew, like, it's a stupid video of high school. It's not the end of the world, but we can get to who she wants and to ultimately prosecute and find out who's behind all this bullshit. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it did kind of seem like perfect timing. A little bit of a, hey, of course there's going to be an event very soon, bro. And then obviously they say bro, so she has to go get Pug. So a little kind of convenient storytelling, I will say that. But hey, nonetheless, she gets to the bottom of it. Really smart way to do it as well. We see Jen reading deep haikus by Emil Blonsky, which that book sucks per Jen. And we see Pug going into this convention and needs to blend in with these trolls. And I love it's like crappy Avengers crappy Avengers tech, like AirPod, just an AirPod in his right ear. He's like, people are going to notice. He's like, no, half the people they are going to have.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's true. Seriously, it's a common thing now, but walks around. They talk about Lady Thor. That just sucks. I'm not saying that just because she's a female. I'd say the same thing if she was a male. Females, am I right?
God, they're calling out people so hard.
Oh, it's the online community. It's literally, it's so fucking wonderful. Pug contributes in an awkward way, but he's so wonderful undercover. But this is the internet in real life form. This is like fucking Reddit in real life. And yes. I'm not saying it because she's a female. Fuck it. Anyway,
I'd have the same criticisms if she was a male. Bullshit. The Hulk is there. Fucking criticize away.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope. I know. Female okay. Thor, which we heard. That was a criticism for Mighty Thor, by the way. All right. Anyway, Amy, go on.
Did you guys realize that this was Blonsky's getaway? Whenever
no,
Pug not and at Nikki. First.
No.
No.
Really?
But no, I did not. Put it together when she went to find him. I was like, she's going to come into that cottage.
When I saw Blonsky there. Show up, that's when I put it together.
No, I did put it together before
then. I didn't. I was late to the game, my friends.
As soon as Nikki and Pug pulled up, I was like, shit, that's Emil's freaking property. And then I kind of was like, no, it can't be. They just, I guess, shot at similar places or something. But then I was very proud of myself for putting that together as early as I did. Because as soon as they come up, God.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put it together. I didn't put it together that early.
This brought up a childhood memory for me that I should probably bring up in therapy at some point. One of my uncles had a shirt that said the He-Man Woman Haters Club. And this is what that reminded me of. I feel like that was a thing in, what's the song? What show is it that has love and marriage? And it's,
Married with Children.
Married with Children. Thank you.
Love in the marriage. Love in the,
Yeah. I think that that's probably what the shirt was from. But yeah, my uncle totally had a He-Man Woman Haters Club t-shirt when I was a child.
Little Rascals.
And that is, oh, from Little Rascals?
He-Man Woman Haters Club is from Little Rascals.
Yeah, that's from Little Rascals.
But Love and the Marriage is from Marriage with Children. There's two different things.
Did he not have a He-Man Woman Haters Club?
Not that specific title. That's
in his shed?
I don't know, but I think that's 100% Little Rascals.
Okay, well,
or either way. Or he ripped off Little Rascals, either way.
Or Little Rascals ripped off of him, because I feel like that show came out in the 80s and Little Rascals came out in the 90s.
The original Little Rascals was like an old 60s television show.
Yeah, it was a show.
Ah, shit. Okay. All right. Anyway. Anywho. Be careful what you wear around young children, mm-hmm. because I was probably 4 or 5, and remembering that is something that this scene brought back to my attention, even though I am 33 now.
Yeah.
And the fact that my uncle was just going around saying that he hated women like, that's not okay. But I remember that it was a thing.
I would also say be careful what you say and do around children as well.
Yo, yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, I know what you wear, but like, I don't think people give enough credit to children. I don't.
Yes. Because
I have vivid memories from when I was 4, 5, 6 years old. Vivid memories. One of the worst times of my entire life was when I was 7 years old, and I can recount that entire night. And I just feel like, oh, they're kids. They're no. That sticks with you. And I mean, just mm-hmm. be very careful. And especially like when you talk to them, I know they're not adults. I'm not pretending they're adults, but give them the respect, you know, because just because they're still learning and developing doesn't mean they're dumb. And just kind of, I don't know. A lot of people will talk down to their children, and I know their children. I get it, but that stuff sticks with you all your life for good or mm-hmm. bad. So just, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get on a high horse there, but be careful around children. Really, really, because they're listening and hearing and feeling a lot more than you'll ever give them credit for.
And internalizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great way to put it. Yes.
Because I don't think anybody ever pointed out the Woman Haters Club t-shirt, but obviously it stuck with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was so smart I could read when I was 5.
Oh, I couldn't. It was second grade for me. I took a minute. It took me a minute. But now I love grammar and I make fun of people. So, yay!
Are we to the point where Pug realizes that Todd is part of this?
Yes. Well, we see Mother Pugger and Todd Phelps. And of course, you're one of us. Come here, man. Welcome. I immediately like, this is hulking. Like, did anyone have a problem? Like, oh, he's part of the intelligence.
No, because he's been.
Oh, I thought he was the ringleader.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew it
was. Okay.
Well.
I immediately came to that conclusion.
I did think at some point the leader would be involved, but I felt like I knew Todd was the ringleader bringing this all together.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I was pissed if Todd was the ringleader bringing all this together.
Yeah.
Because he's an idiot, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And him being like no doy and just he's really just
a child.
Yeah. But just, he seems too dumb to be the ringleader for jack shit.
But I kind of like that because some of this bullshit is led by dumb people in real life. And so
it blows up.
Fair point.
So you know what I mean? Like, I think it starts with a dumb fucks idea. And it just catches fire with other dumb fucks.
Snowballs.
Yeah. So like I think.
Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. If you are listening, I'm sorry. But it's just one of those things where I genuinely feel that you give power to something, no matter how stupid or dumb or weird it can be, it can carry weight. Now, it's bad weight. It's terrible. And it's got a horrible source and it's not so knowledgeable. But we see this all the time in our world. You know, and so, yeah, I think it carries. And I like that, actually. I'm not saying I like that he's doing these things, but I like that it's reality, fiction reflecting reality. And I like I like the you know, the commentary there.
I wouldn't say I like it, but I understand it. I see it.
I like it because it's accurate. It's true. Idiots spread bullshit, and this is how it happens. And Todd is an idiot, and real life idiots are doing the same thing.
An idiot with...
with money.
I was going to say, Yeah. I wanted to say privilege, but.
Whatever it is, he still has money. And money is power, sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys catch Todd being like, oh, yeah, Pug, he's hot. And then there was a guy next to Todd that was like, oh, yeah, I'd smash you.
Yes, I did.
Sounds pretty gay.
Nothing wrong with
you. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And he was like, no, I'm good.
There's nothing wrong with
it. But it was like kind of glossed over. No one said anything else about it.
These don't seem like the people that would appreciate people who are different.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree.
People who are normal?
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's not what I... No, because...
People that are different.
People, because we're all different. There is no normal shit.
Training back.
Clinton with squinty eyes judging hard is my favorite Clinton. Because Emmy immediately gets uncomfortable. She's like, fuck, fuck.
These don't seem like the people that would like weirdos, right?
That's not what I said. These don't seem like the kind of people that would accept anybody who is different than straight white male.
Straight.
Then say that.
Okay.
Don't leave it open-ended.
Okay.
Although I did see some diversity in their rankings, which made me sad.
Yeah, well, hatred comes in many forms, unfortunately.
Mm, it sure does.
So we see he created Intelligentsia. He comes out as Hulk King, and you know, I'm really proud of us. He goes up for hacking She-Hulk's phone. This was another kind of, you know, I'm a bad guy, and bad guys reveal their plans for the entire world.
Yeah.
I was like, another little very convenient storytelling.
I wish Josh would have been there though, and she could have like seen Josh.
Yes. And, like, where the fuck is Josh?
Him in the face.
Yeah.
Punched him in the dick.
Yes. Dick kick, man. Right there. Dick kick city. That's what we need to see.
Take me down to the dick kick city.
Where the grass is green and the guy
is green.
The grass. Oh.
And the guy is pretty.
Take me home. Yeah.
You guys have turned me into y'all. I never used to do this.
It's wonderful. Welcome. So we see, you know, he gives his whole spiel like, hey, you know, we're not just talk, we're real action, and we're just getting started. And he does a weird kick. It's not Dick Kick City, but it's like a weird, like, look what I can do. It reminds me of Stuart from Mad TV. It's just weird. Yeah. And we see that they got a guest speaker, Emil. And at this time, Jin's looking for Emil. Perfect timing. Does Emil, I'm confused by this part. Is he aware of who he's speaking to and what he's speaking about?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But for a second, and maybe I'm dumb, I'm okay accepting that. But I was confused as a viewer. Is he bad or is he good? What's going on? You know, because he never said it like, and you hate She-Hulk. Fuck She-Hulk. He never outright like just completely.
But that might be why Jen interrupts the script. Because she was like, we've seen this turn before. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the whole predictable, weird thing.
Great point.
Well, in that we don't get a complete payoff from dude who was in Thor's wrecking crew or whatever the hell that was, who ended up at the retreat. We don't see his friends ever again, unless if they're in this group and we just don't recognize them.
I think the retreat is separate from
this convention. The retreat was
Emil
about
just self came to be a guest speaker.
Exactly. The self-discovery of who one is. And this just felt like, hey, let's gather at this bullshit. But they still went to Emil's place to have it.
No. Okay. So Thor's wrecking crew is what I'm calling them. The ones that attacked her. In
episode I see what you're saying.
Three or four.
Why do you call them Thor's
wrecking Asgardian?
Because they were Asgardian. They
construction
stole
worker.
Asgardian tech.
Construction worker, I think, is what she said. Did you steal this from
But Thor's a good guy. He's not.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. So whoever it was that she met two episodes ago at the retreat. Right?
Yeah.
He's still at the retreat. Whenever she gets there, he sets her up with a room.
Yeah.
And then when she runs off to find Blonsky, he's still on the retreat. He's in that like group therapy room.
Okay.
That's where this whole meeting is taking place.
That's true.
So they all came here to see him speak.
Yeah, it's not like he went somewhere. It's kind of weird that I think that's kind of a weird plot hole, maybe. I don't know. Like, it's weird that he was a guest speaker, but yet it was his property and they all came there. Is that where they had to meet?
He hosted things there?
I think he hosted things.
And he did say he was looking for money too. Like, he's like, the only reason I do this is for the check. You know, I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just odd. It's just an odd thing you have to piece together. I don't know. It's just.
I think he was renting out his like group therapy room for
events.
Where he could speak, and it does seem like he spoke to this group before, because he was like Todd.
Yeah, he was immediately.
Doing what we want to grab.
Yes, exactly. Like I agree. And that's what's confusing to me. Like, wouldn't you know the people that you're speaking to? What they're, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like,
I don't think Emil has that capacity.
And that's fine.
He just thinks he's trying to do good and he's trying to keep his retreat afloat. And so he's just like, I'll do it for a paycheck.
And really, when
I'm a motivational speaker.
Yeah, exactly. When you hear him speak to the crowd, too, he immediately is talking about every single person seizing their goal. Am I right? Todd told me you're unsatisfied with your place in the world. Don't ask for permission. Be powerful. You are your only boss. Like he's,
which makes it sound like Todd manipulated him.
Right. Saying was exactly.
Like, we have a goal and we need to get there. And I need, you know, like motivating people. But he didn't tell him what the goal was.
Which if that was the point to get Hulk blood, why not just use Abomination's blood?
I don't know if that's true. Yeah. I don't know.
Abomination's blood was it gone wrong.
I mean, it wasn't the perfect
specimen.
Yeah. You want the gamma.
I mean, they revamped him. They revamped him in the MCU, but I mean, he.
Oh, God. He was hideous.
The old one, he was like hideous and he had no control. Like, he was, I guess he had somewhat control, but it turned him into an angry rage monster.
Yeah.
He had some big old wet titties.
They wanted. Jen's because it was like
we call them perfect. Witty. We call them witties. Anyway,
I call them tets.
All right, let us know what you call wet titties, tets or witties.
Drop the winners of the white t-shirt contest is what I call them.
Drop a comment below and subscribe. So we ended up okay. We're gonna get to this next bit because it's a huge part. But Jen obviously comes in. Says, sees Emil. Emil, what are you doing here? And we see that
protects her.
Yeah, she's really upset because he's been transforming into the Abomination, and he says it's strictly for profit speaking arrangements. And then we see that Todd is hulking. She is coming out, or she's starting to figure out what's going on. And then Todd is immediately like, "I hired Josh to come seduce you and steal your blood and give me all your powers that you should have never been given in the first place." He ends up. You know, I had to earn superpowers, not handed them. And he injects his blood. Bones are cracking, really, really awkward. And immediately, Jen's like, and he turns into this weird kind of, I don't know, trolley looking Hulk. It's interesting. I don't know how to describe it any better than that. And we see her look at the camera. She's like, this can't be where this season's going. Come on. And then, come at me, bro. Surprise, losers. Titania comes through the wall as if this isn't messy enough. Hulk, Bruce, let go of my cousin, asshole. Wait, is this necessary? This is a mess. None of these storylines make sense. Is this working for you? She looks at. And what do you think you're doing? And we see the menu come up. It's literally the menu to come on to Disney Plus. And she looks at it and she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Assemble. This will work. Jumps out and goes into another scene in Disney Plus. What in the fuck?
Yeah.
I love it. I fucking love it.
I do too, because at the point, okay, so we had Todd transforming. I was like, I'm going to be so pissed if he's Red Hulk because he's such an idiot. Like, I can't have him be what I don't know anything about Red Hulk except for what you guys have told me and what I've kind of gleaned from just being on this podcast, but I would be so mad if it was Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the gross Todd from transformation. He's still green. And then we get freaking Titania Hulk. And I was like, no, in the pit of my soul, I was like, this cannot be.
Mm-hmm.
What is about to happen. And she, I think, speaks for me that about like whose show is this? You can't have all of these people in the finale of this show writing something that doesn't make fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
And just being a whole clusterfuck of what the fuck.
Yes. And I think my qualm, I think, with the episode, though, is the buildup of the whole show as far as a villain goes is just wiped out here. And I get it. It's like they did it to pay off this third wall break thing. So, like,
fourth.
Hulk King was trying to – or, yeah, fourth, whatever. but I the whole plot was for him to get it to make the perfect serum, which is, like she says – done and used, but it feels like they just did that whole buildup through the whole show just for it to be a fourth wall break, call that shit out, which I guess is fine, but it felt like I didn't get an actual finale of what we were watching, if that makes sense. It felt like they changed it for the fact of changing it.
I kind of thought, okay, obviously it is a fourth wall break, and they did change it. That was the whole point. They even say that. They outright say that. So you're saying exactly what the plot is saying too, Clinton. So, and I get it. You're saying, well, yeah, but I was following this story, and now you're changing it. The story is still concluded. It was just a different way to go about it. Like, hey, Emil takes ownership for his actions. I know we have a post-credit scene to talk about, but we also see, hey, I don't need Hulk to fucking save me. I can do this myself. And why do I need this fucker becoming a Hulk? That's not okay. He's a piece of shit without the serum. Why does he need to turn into green little troll guy? He's a piece of shit. He needs to be held accountable. You know, and it's, why do we need the same tropes? Why don't we flip the script? And why do we need all these little extra ins and outs? It's still a conclusion. And it's still, to me, a satisfying conclusion. And it, I feel like it's the same tropes that we always go on. And they called it out in their own show. We're going to do this same shit again. This gamma shit feels very oddly similar to a super soldier serum, which we saw in previous things. I just enjoyed it because it did satisfy it. It did. It didn't have, it was taking you on a course and said, nope, fuck this. Here's what we need to happen. And let's get there. Why do we need this extra shit? This guy's a piece of shit without a serum or without a gamma injecting. We don't need
that. I get that. But the whole point, like the whole thing for me is like, I've spent 8 weeks of my life watching this show. For them to just erase everything.
They didn't erase everything. It's a different conclusion. It's not erasing anything.
But
it's
a different conclusion. It didn't lead to the thing that it was leading to. They just were like, we're going to rewrite this. And I get it. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm torn, because it paid off and it works. And there was still a conclusion, but it was like nothing really even mattered from before that we've been watching.
I disagree.
To pay this off.
I disagree strongly with that.
I think they did.
No, I'm just disagreeing. Everything still paid off, just differently. Sorry, Amy.
I think it did pay off completely, because I think that the overarching thing about She-Hulk was the whole narrative about her being She-Hulk.
Her discovery.
People being not okay with that online. Todd is still an asshole as Hulk King. Whether he's green or whatever, he's still a fucking dick who's like, well, we can't have a She-Hulk because we never had a He-Hulk. Yeah, we fucking did. We did. And he's still a dick. And that,
he doesn't say we didn't have a He-Hulk. He says someone needs to work for it. And she didn't work for it is what his argument was.
He doesn't, but people in his inner circle are saying that. And so I think that the whole show, what I'm gaining from it, and like I said, I do need to watch it again, but what I got from it was, this wasn't a whole we're battling the big bad that is Todd or freaking what's his face who was fine as hell who took her blood and whatever,
Josh.
it was a turmoil within her own life,
it wasn't just within her own life. Because Hulk King, like everything that happened in the last episode with Hulk King, that still happened. He still released all of her shit online. He still was a slut shamer. He was still a really invasive person who put all of her private information out and was still given justice, even though we didn't need the Hulk. We didn't need... Well, I mean, we needed Blonsky. We didn't need Titania. We didn't need, like, there were certain parts that we didn't need that they were pointing out, like, we don't need these bits because the story as a whole, as She-Hulk becoming She-Hulk, getting comfortable with herself, having to get comfortable with herself again, and then realizing that she is not completely... I'm trying to figure out how to say it perfectly, and it's not coming out perfectly. Like she comes to terms with herself, and then somebody uses very intimate information about her to bring her down. And then she's like, I don't need other people to pick me up. I can pick myself up. And also, Todd, you're going to jail because you're a piece of shit.
Right. Yeah.
Which is why I was satisfied with it, because I did realize like I said at the beginning, this whole show, it shifted my focus watching it in its entirety, that it wasn't about that. You know what I mean? It wasn't about the other people. It was about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like some people may be frustrated that it did that, but I mean, you guys are right. It did pay off because it's not about the other plot lines. And it talks about there's too many plot lines, right? And she fixes that because the big picture at the end of the day is this show is about her self-discovery, not any other thing. So it works, but it did feel, it was a little jarring for me, I guess, at first. I was like, okay, so everything we built to finding out who this person is, and I get it. I like it. And it did pay off. It just felt like, you know what I mean? It felt a little like
it was built up.
When my focus was that, though, to y'all's point, I mean, you're convincing me to that point. If that was the focus, it would feel that way a little bit, but that's not the focus. The whole focus is her to come into herself, and it's her story.
Yeah. Right. And it was a lot to get through in, I feel like, 15 minutes, if that.
It was really quick.
Let's
jump in there real quick, guys. So we see that she goes to the menu and, assembled. This is perfect. It goes right through the assembled piece. She goes in and she sees the writers in a storyboard, and they're, I think, already talking about season two. And let's do things our way, Well, this is the story that Kevin wants. Then I want to talk to Kevin. And they all laugh. No one talks to Kevin. I would murder you to protect Kevin. It's hysterical. It's hilarious. It's
genius. This part is genius.
Oh, it's so good. And it's
Did you watch it with captions?
Yes. No. What was it always capital
it's
Kevin?
It's an acronym.
The whole time.
When they reference Kevin,
it's an acronym when the writers talk about Kevin. When she talks about Kevin, it's the name Kevin.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that. That is great. I'm kind of glad I didn't watch it with Kevin, though, because this was a complete show without Kevin, without captions, because it was a complete surprise to me when it happened. And I usually leave captions on, which is strange, but no one talks to Kevin. She goes to Marvel Studios office, and She-Hulk, I'm here to see Kevin. It's urgent. And they have her sign an NDA, which wouldn't surprise me. You know, I want to read that. I want to slow that down and read that.
Yes.
And like the legitimacy. Is it really an NDA from Marvel Studios, or is it something they just, there's a good Easter egg somewhere in there, or both?
I'm sure there is. And I wish I had time to talk. Yeah. I gotten home at 4:30 instead of 6:30,
we would have had the entire
much longer episode.
Right. And the person that's letting her see Kevin hits a red button. The alarms go off, and she ends up just punching security left and right and walks through to see this huge Marvel logo with all these Marvel videos and clips playing. We see Ultron, we see Ragnarok, we see a bunch of different things. It's literally almost, we're seeing the brainchild of Kevin. I didn't realize it at this time, but we were inside the head of Kevin, I guess. And Kevin comes out and, hello, Jennifer. Kevin, it stands for Knowledge Enhanced Visual Interconnectivity Nexus. This is just, it's Gladys from Portal. It's a robot. It's got three cameras or three different lenses. Oh my God, fucking genius. And she's talking to it like, wait, what? Were you expecting a man? And it's just so
that
great.
Line is kind of funny.
It's like fucking wonderful.
I mean, like, if you were expecting a man, you should also be expecting a female, but you got a fucking robot.
Yep. And it's an advanced entertainment algorithm. And he'll answer her questions, but she must transform back to Chen. And this is something I've always thought, and they called it out in the show. She's like, okay, and he goes, the visual effects team has already moved on to another project, so you're going to have to do it off screen. Fucking brilliant.
Did you hear it, though?
What? Did I hear
the Wakanda drums?
No, I did not hear the Wakanda drums.
Yeah, there was a point, and I think it was there, where they were like, the visual effects artists have already
moved on. Oh, shit, that's where they played it.
Oh, that's cool.
I did not catch that.
There is some point, and it might not be exactly there. It might be where she says something like, freaking figure it out in the next movie. But there's a point in when she's talking to Kevin that the Wakandan drums sound.
Oh, that's wonderful. I had no idea.
I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that at all. So we see that she's, hey, I'm not happy with my own show. I want to change the ending. Well, no, this is Kevin's ending. No, no, please let me, you know, I want to provide my closing argument. He's like, oh, I see what you did there. And so she starts saying the Marvel Cinematic Universe is known for its big spectacles, high stakes plot lines. All Marvel movies end the same way, following some unwritten rule, a whole bunch of plot and flash, and that game of blood thing that seems a lot like the super soldier serum at the climax. We don't have to do that. It distracts from the story where my life fell apart right when I was learning to be She-Hulk and Jen. These are my stakes, Kevin. And, well, what is the ending you propose? And, well, does Todd need Hulk powers? The power is not the villain. He is. Fucking love that line.
Yes.
Love that line.
I think that's what I was trying to say earlier with a whole lot more words.
But it's great writing in here. Yeah. Hulk came down from outer space to save me. Save it for a movie. You know, and Abomination, I want him to hold himself accountable. He should not be the Abomination. And why is it angsty nighttime? Let it be daytime. And I wouldn't mind seeing Daredevil again. A woman has needs. And just, oh, it's so fucking great.
And then Kevin saying we've been historically light on that.
Yes.
Yes, you have. Yep. Let some people fuck in the MCU.
Yes. And
this is Marvel confirming they read internet stuff about what the fans complain about, because this whole thing is what people have been bitching about that she's talking about. She is the audience. She is the list or the fans of the MCU. They're calling out like phase four feeling stale. They're calling out the sex stuff, the adult stuff. They're calling out like the same plot lines.
What's with the daddy issues? Tony Stark, Thor, Loki have the same daddy issues. Star-Lord has two daddies, two issues. When are we getting the X-Men? And she goes and just gives a thumbs up. It's so good.
My favorite part of the
episode. Fucking amazing. And I cannot tell you that. And what about the direction of season two? And you obliterated the brilliant ending that Kevin thought of. And I love her reaction. Well, we smash things. That's what we do. We're Hulks. We smash things. And sometimes we smash Matt Murdock and just like click. It's so good. It's so good. Oh my God. That's why I can forgive some of these little plot holes, because what they get to is so fucking good.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we were talking about that earlier, I was talking about up to that point when I was watching it, I was like, so we're just undoing everything that this is built to. Yeah. And then when I get here, I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
So good.
I really enjoyed this plot. That's why I'm saying this whole episode for me was like, I had a lot of different
emotions, kind of a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was like, which direction am I feeling?
Getting tug of war.
It's like I'm annoyed here, but then they make up for it here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And let's think just for a second when this must have been filmed. When would this have been filmed?
Great question. A year or two ago, potentially.
I don't know if they did reshoots either.
Oh, that's a fair point, but like, I feel like this had to have been filmed before people really got to the point that they have been with phase four.
I don't know. It feels so on the nose. I don't know how they could have predicted that.
Because I don't feel like the complaints like this were until phase four.
Exactly.
That are brought up.
Okay. So on my drive today, I started, and if you guys want to be absolutely screaming at a podcast that's not ours, I highly recommend Newcomers. Season 5 with Nicole Byer and Lauren Lapkus. They just recently started watching. No. I say just recently. They just finished watching the MCU. They started in March of this year, and I listened to 3 episodes and I was screaming in my car because they hate it all. And it's like, they've never seen these movies before.
Recommend it that you were yelling at your.
Yeah, no, I was yelling. It was, I mean, they're funny. It's just not as good as this.
We're funnier.
We are hella funnier.
You're recommending competition.
Yeah, you are.
They're not. They are not competition.
We're better. Excuse me.
Now you're being degrading.
No, I'm not. No, we are way better. Because they'd never seen that before. They did Lord of the Rings, I think, season 3. Is like what they came new to, and they call it the mythical Ike. That's what they always refer to it as. It's great. Anyway, they were.
Amy so just really wants to recommend a podcast. Amy really just wants to recommend. That's all she wants to talk about.
They went back to Iron Man 1, which their episode came out in February when the first trailer for Moon Knight came out.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going with this? Oh,
that's
my God.
That's what I was about to say.
Cool. Wrap me up. I don't remember where I was going. Cool.
Sorry. Okay.
Shit. Who knows?
So we see, obviously, that... you know, well, I'll see you on the big screen, Kevin says. And really? No. Whatever, Kevin. Should I transform back? Whatever's the most budget-friendly way to do this. And we see Todd, we're about to witness murder. Just do it. I'll see you in court. We see Daredevil show up. I'm here to help. Hey, you missed it. We're done. But it was great, though, and I'm happy to see you. Hi, Daredevil. As your legal counsel, you go back to prison. Oh, excuse me. As your legal counsel, you go back to prison for 10 years for breaking your parole. This is Emil Blonsky.
If you sign this.
Yes, yeah. And he does right away. And I'm so tired of working every day. Such a good song. I love this song. Now the weekend has come, I'm going to throw my troubles away. I really, really like this song. I don't know what it is, but I want to download it. Anyway, and you have your own practice in Hell's Kitchen. We see her family visiting with Daredevil. And hey, he doesn't make any money. You know, I make some money. And Matt, not every conversation has to be about money. Basically to her family, and Matt just kind of brushes it away. And Jen, this is what I need. I need a co-counsel with my family. And cousin Bruce shows up. Bruce shows up, and I know I've been away to Sakaar, and I'll tell you all about it, but I have someone here. Here's my son, Scar. Holy shit. Your family. Wow. We have a Hulk baby. We have our...
This was heavily predicted.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Heavily.
I'm yeah. so happy I didn't
how,
know about
how
it.
How long was he on Sakaar?
For 2 years.
Man, that baby grew up fast.
What but the fuck? No, wait. Okay, so he was on Sakaar in Ragnarok for 2 years.
Yes.
Okay, but this time, how long was he on Sakaar?
Oh, I don't know, but he had the son while he was there in Ragnarok.
In Ragnarok.
Guys.
Okay.
Which guys. Is from the comics.
Guys, guess what?
Chicken butt.
Hulk Fox! Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah!
That's another headphone shit.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. But Hulk fucks. Captain America fucks and Hulk fucks. We start out with Captain America fucking.
And Matt Murdock fucks.
And oh my Matt Murdock and She-Hulk.
And Jen Walters fucks. Yeah. Oh, this is great. So many people fucking in the MCU.
I did not like that they brought Matt back into this episode.
Really?
I thought it was cute. I didn't. It just felt out of place for me.
I liked that they brought because him.
Because he was supposed to be gone the next day back to New York.
Well, but it was a rewrite from Kevin.
She even said that.
That's true.
To help the whole, like,
and it was funny the way she was like,
boinked.
I want to see Matt Murdock again. And she went,
that's true.
Yeah, the way she was like,
fair enough.
Hey,
fair enough.
It's good.
It's good.
What I didn't love about it, though, is it takes a lot for me to introduce someone to my familia because they are absolutely, they're this, but like times 100.
They're too much. I want more. I really need to know the story of, I think this is maybe going to be a hint that we're going to get a Hulk movie, which would be phenomenal.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But definitely. I really want them to find a way to make him Rage Hulk again.
Yeah, I was hoping to see it. Hulk. I was hoping to see it at the end of this, honestly.
Yeah, me too. I thought the sun thing would be a motivator for that. But apparently I think in the comics he, and I could be wrong, but I think he rules. It's World War Hulk, I think, when he has Scar. But I think him and Scar are at odds at some point too.
Yeah.
And then there's a reason that makes him shift back to
the Raging Monster.
Raging Monster. And they didn't explore that. Obviously, he got Scar off that world. And
could someone take Scar away? He's still
Professor Hulk. Maybe. They might be doing it that way.
Maybe Mufasa. Yeah.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's Mufasa.
Maybe it's Mufasa. But we
all- I want to watch it again too, because I really want to pause it on his part, because I want to see how he looks compared to the comics.
Me too. We also see She-Hulk.
Shank Redemption.
I hate you. She-Hulk, people like Tom Phelps, if you attack or harm or harass innocent people, I'm coming for you. Do you mean that in court or superhero? This interviewer asks. Both. And, you know, he says the difficult diva of law herself, because he wanted to ask
because
her
about, he her, asked about what her outfit. Or who she was wearing.
And she, yep. And credits roll. We get back from the credits and Emil is being visited by Wong through a portal. And my apologies for the delay. You get, you know, you, did you get sucked onto another show? I love that they called that out. It was almost they broke the fourth wall here. Yeah, we're in an era of big TV. Wong responds, and got all your things. Karmitage is their Wi-Fi, which is a hilarious callback to the original Doctor Strange. And they're out. They go through the portal, and they're gone. And so we know Emil Blonsky didn't live up to that 10 years. He was like, fuck that. I'm going to go to Karmitage and hang out with Wong, and yeah, fuck this. So he's on the run. Credits. That's it, guys. That is She-Hulk Episode 9. Woo!
I did not like the post-credit scene.
You thought you wanted more?
No, I just useless. We've seen this already.
Yeah,
You're useless.
He already took him to Karmitage and then said it was his fault. And they had a whole episode around the case. And then now we're doing this again. And it's like, okay, cool.
No, this was different. This was, instead of just taking him out every once in a while to fight, this was actually Wong breaking him out of prison, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
Wong is the one that broke him out of prison before,
right? But I don't
only but that. Only for fights in Shang-Chi.
Yeah, but we don't know why he did it this time.
That's my point.
To he break him out of prison, 10 years is a lot.
But I wanted a higher stakes post-credit scene, I think, than this.
You wanted Scar, didn't you? You wanted Daredevil or Scar, something.
No, I needed something that it gets me like pumped for what's. Oh, I can't wait till they play this out. Like, I don't
you were know. Like, they just snuck away in a little dark
I mean,
room.
Yeah, I mean, because I've already seen the plot line. You can kind of pump yourself.
You know what I'm saying? I already seen the plot line. I wanted something new.
A little meatier.
Credit. At the end of a 9-episode series, I wanted something that was like, oh, shit. This movie that's going to come out next year or something. I don't know. This was already done.
Yeah.
In this series. So I felt like it wasn't a real good payoff for a post-credit scene.
No, I feel like the Abomination movie can start now with him entering Karmitage. Did I do it?
Yes.
I don't need an Abomination movie.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Abomination movie enters into Karmitage, and then all he sees is, my name's Madison with a Y and two N's, but not where you think.
Please. I would have been more satisfied with a Madison post-credit scene.
Oh, I love
Give me a spin-off with Madison and Wong. I'm here
for it. Oh, shit. Yeah, now that I've said it, I shouldn't have. Damn it.
I love Madison. She is everything. That would be such a great post-credit scene. Like, if she just walks through like this, what if she got on Sakaar and just like Hulk's there or something? She's like, hi, I'm Madison with two eyes. Like, just have her in such a weird fucking spot. Like, you know how Stan Lee showed up in those weird spots and you're like, where the fuck? He's with the Watchers.
She need to be the new cameo person.
Madison.
That would be
so, new fucking Stan Lee.
I'm here for it. Just because she's like, it's not, you know, like if someone calls her and she, they're
and
like,
I'm not where you think.
That's what I was going to say. Like, someone calls, hey Madison, where are you? It's not where you think. Like, oh my god, just
and zoom out to Sakaar.
Yes, sign me the
that would
fuck.
Be great.
Yeah, we funnier, just wrote it better.
Give me something with stakes for the future.
Stakes are this hilarious.
Redone,
just meh, just a little
redone.
Yeah, guys, right. Amy.
No, I have to. Okay, so we have the inhibitor on Princess Silkfeather.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the courtroom drawings.
Yep.
We have the Kevin hat on Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. Mm-hmm. Kevin's a girl. and then we see Todd going to jail. Those are the court drawings that we missed.
Nice. Good stuff.
And I don't have a
final credits name.
No, listen, it was too hard. I thought that maybe Kevin Feige actually
voiced himself.
Voiced
himself.
Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Well, hey.
So I have a post credits question.
Before we get to the post credits question, if you liked the show, you liked our coverage of She-Hulk throughout the 9 episodes, or you liked this finale, you just joined us for the first time, thank you so much. Two quick ways you can support the show: patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive episodes not found anywhere else. We're in the currently in the middle of our Lord of the Rings reviews. We're reviewing the Two Towers this month. Last month we reviewed Fellowship of the Ring, and we have 14-15 movies on demand that you can play right now. You subscribe for $5, you get 15 exclusive movie reviews not found anywhere else. It's a good deal. You know, that's like what, 50 cents a pop? I don't know how, I'm not doing good math right now, but it's good stuff on demand. We also have Avengers Advice. It's a comedy podcast. $1 gets you a shout out. $3 gets you access to our Discord and our Minecraft server. $5, those bonus episodes I talked about with all those perks, and $10 gets you all that unedited episodes where we have a fun pre-show where we banter and go a little bit more off the rails and a little bit crazier. And
$25 gets you murder.
No. What? No, it doesn't. And $10 also gets you a watch party once a month. You get to hang out with Clinton, Amy, and I, and we all get to watch a movie together where we talk 99.9% of the time. Patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. Hey, I don't have money. I really can't do that. Another quick way, free way to support the show, or two ways to support the show: 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Those are our big ones. If you can leave a 5-star rating on that podcast platform of choice, promise you it gets us eyes, ears, all on our show. And it's really, really wonderful. And we can't thank you enough. So if you do, we spend hours upon hours every month creating and producing the show for you. We're just asking for 5 seconds of your time. Leave a 5-star rating. And thank you. Thank you so much. And subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast. Listen to new episodes. We are producing new content every week, mostly. And yeah, that's it. So Emmy, post-credits question.
Post-credits question, because it's been bad lately.
Okay.
I think I'm changing, I'm turning over a new leaf.
Okay.
All right. So we know that Wong was late to get Abomination out of jail because he started a new show. What was this show? I don't have an actual answer for this. I am looking for speculation.
Wong is not where you think. There you go. That's the new show.
Is that the name of a show?
Yeah, that's going to be that show that he was on.
He was watching The Sopranos.
You don't know.
Was it? Is it Wong Time Wong Place?
Ah, shit. I was going to say The Great, because that's a great show.
Jesus Christ. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We are out of here.
I wasn't looking for a pun. Y'all are awful.
We are. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you all. Thank you. We will be back next week, and Wakanda Forever. Cannot wait to review that as well. Stay tuned to this wonderful.
Stick tuned.
Stick around and stay tuned to the Avengers podcast. We'll be back next week. Love you all. Have a great night. Clinton, Emmy, or day, whatever time you're listening to, morning. Clinton, Emmy, any final words before we head on out of here?
Pootang.
Princess Silkfeather wants to say,
what the hell is happening?